We do have a very busy program for you, hour number two, and it rolls on with our good friend Franklin Andrew is joining us this morning. Franklin, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
And Margaret Fetty is here as well. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Franklin.
Hi, Margaret.
And Franklin, you got a big event coming up. It's the White River Ducks Unlimited 2016 annual banquet. Well, there's a lot of words in there we need to get some understanding about. Tell us what White River Ducks Unlimited is about and what you guys do here in our community.
Okay, well, we are one of 4,000 chapters throughout the United States, wildlife conservationists. We're waterfowl enthusiasts, and in order to have a thriving waterfowl population, you have to have wetlands. And back in 1937, Ducks Unlimited was formed as a private organization to do just that, make sure that we could preserve that heritage of waterfowling and the necessary wetlands to promote our sport, as well as maintain wildlife habitat and clean water.
So are you, I see that you've raised various monies over the years. It seems like what I'm seeing here, $15,000 last year from your event last year.
So, we did. My co-chair of the local organization is Matt Prost. He and I volunteered in 2014 to try to kick this chapter back off again. We thought, well, great, we'll help 1 year. And we had a modest event. 60 folks came. We raised about $6,000. Then we were voluntold that we would do it again in 2015, and we were able to raise $15,000, which equals about 62 acres of wetlands being conserved.
So is that locally? Is that locally?
Yeah, that was all local. That was all local.
Okay.
We're a regional chapter, so we draw folks in from four or five different counties in the area. And it would not be successful if we didn't have local buy-in, which we have a lot of. We had a lot last year from local restaurants and businesses, and again this year.
So you're going to double it again, Franklin?
That really will be depend, Margaret, on how generous you are when you attend the event on Saturday.
I see. Okay.
I like the part when you said you were voluntold you were going to do it again.
Well, and it's something we really enjoy doing. It's a passion. You'll hear this from everyone that volunteers for these types of organizations, that if you're not really committed to the overall cause, then you just phone it in. And you can't do that with these types of events. I mean, we go to local businesses from JL Waters to Topo's 403 and ask for their support, and they generously give it. Dick's Sporting Goods came on board this year. David Hayes with Comprehensive Financial, this is his second year being a major event sponsor. And folks in this community know that David gets behind lots of different organizations. So we're really fortunate. We can offer something for everyone. We have fishing gear and tackle that's been donated through Dick's Sporting Goods. We have Ray Marine, one of the premier fish finder chart plotter manufacturers in the United States, donated equipment for us. Like I mentioned, the list of donors is so extensive, you hate to start rattling them off because you'll forget someone.
That's right. And and the banquet is coming up here on the weekend. But before we get to the banquet details,
sure,
which is going to be over at the Village Inn at formerly Chapman's, when you talk about the money you raised last year, Mark was talking about the $15,000, it says to preserve or restore the acres of wetland. Where do you choose that wetland? Do you already have places you see that are maybe not in the best shape that you want to rehab, or do you have a map of where you're going to conserve that? Because I think, I don't want people to get confused, you're not Sycamore Land Trust, but you guys kind of have the same idea going here, right?
We do. Sycamore Land Trust is looking to, create green space and preserve wildlife habitat. And they are a local and regional organization. We're a nationwide. We cover all of North America through Ducks Unlimited. So Ducks Unlimited is working with state and local agencies as well as local landowners. And what they do is they have a priority list, and they'll go through those priorities and make sure that we're preserving the most endangered wetlands areas. Ducks Unlimited was heavily involved in the preservation of Goose Pond. They're currently working through the Muscatatuck Bottoms, which is that stretch of property that runs all the way through the Muscatatuck River bottoms. That'll be coming online very soon as another preserved wetlands area. So, you know, we locally, we help raise the money, and then we give it to the experts at the national level, and then they disseminate those funds where they can be put to best use.
And that makes sense because, again, they're doing it on a daily basis. You're helping them, you're helping them raise the money for it. Franklin Andrews, our guest this morning, he's with Ducks Unlimited and the big event coming up this Saturday night at the Village Inn. If Margaret and I want to get going, how do we get involved?
Well, there's two different ways. You can go online with ducks.org and go to their event page and put in Bloomington, Indiana, and the White River Chapter event will come up. Or if they want to just save a lot of time, they can contact me directly. My telephone number is 812-340-2021, and we can make arrangements. The venue can only accommodate about 175 people. We're approaching that number. So if someone would like to attend the event, it's important to contact us today, make reservations. We're even going to give away two couples tickets on your radio program.
Right here on the program. Mm-hmm.
You know, we encourage folks to get involved. You know, there's over 400,000 members of Ducks Unlimited, over 60,000 volunteers. And it doesn't work unless people do volunteer, if they come to our events, and then if they do business with our local supporters. You know, if they get out there and support French Lick Springs and West Baden and Grant Street Inn and all the businesses that donate to us, that shows those businesses that the people of the community are concerned about the organizations that they support.
And you're going to have a busy night here coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell us all about this evening you're going to be doing.
Well, we'll open the doors at 5:30 p.m. That's kind of a little meet-and-greet social time. Then we'll move right from there into our dinner program, which will be an Indiana classic of fried chicken and roast beef, which the Village Inn does incredibly well. There will be opportunities for younger folks to get involved. Ducks Unlimited really encourages younger folks to get involved with conservation, and they have what they call as a Green Wing program, which is for anyone 17 years of age or younger. They can come to the event for $15, where when you become an adult, they say, no, that's a $50 for a single and $75 for a couple.
So you can bring your kids, essentially.
Yes, you can. And there's things for the kids to do. I mean, we've got a special area just set up for younger people.
Smart.
And we have giveaways where they don't have to buy a ticket. We give them a raffle ticket when they come in, and we draw their number, and they can go to the table and take choice of what they would like to have. And those items will range from a Daisy Red Ryder BB gun to information about ducks and duck calls and conservation events. You know, it's really is a family-driven organization, and it's a family event. My wife and I host guided hunts here on our farm, which we sold a couple of those last year for turkey and for deer, and this year we'll include a duck hunt as well. So we can encourage these folks to learn about hunting safety, about conservation, and...
Yeah, it all ties in together, right?
It does. And, you know, with the Pittman-Robinson Act that was signed in the 1930s, that's what helps make all of this work, is because dollars collected in taxes on ammunition, archery equipment, sporting rifles, that all goes back into these types of conservation programs that are used all over the country. So there's so much involved, and it's so intertwined with sportsmen and conservation that until you really get involved and start learning more and more about it, you don't realize just how in-depth these studies are that they do to determine length of season, quantity of take. I've learned more in the last 3 years than I ever thought I would about wetlands conservation.
Yeah, it's an interesting balance. It has to be kept. It can't be extreme one way or the other. It just doesn't. Nature doesn't work that way.
It does not. And we invite folks to come, get informed, and participate. We're a 501c3. We're still accepting donations from local businesses. We expect to pick a few more up today. So there'll be a lot of different things. If you like to fly fish, we've got fly fishing events. If you like to go out down to the Biloxi Marsh and redfish fish, We've got an outfitter down there that this is his second year donating trips, Yeti coolers. You think about outdoor equipment and activities, and we've got you covered.
And you do, and you can be a part of it. Coming up this Saturday, August 27th, it's White River Ducks Unlimited 2016 annual banquet. It's the Village Inn. That's at 4506 East 3rd Street, formerly Chapman. So everybody pretty much knows where that's at. That's the good news.
Yes.
5:30 to 9:30. The best way to get tickets is calling Franklin Andrew at 812-340-2021. There'll be door prizes, silent auction, live auction. Franklin's told us about some of the great prizes that are going to be there. That money, again, benefits Ducks Unlimited and wildlife conservation. So great stuff. On all of that. So people can give us the website one more time because people can register online. It's boom, it's one click, and where you put your stuff in, and there you go. Tickets are all set.
It's close to one click. It's ducks.org, and go to their event page and type in Bloomington, Indiana, and that'll take them directly to our event.
And it is the White River Dinner Event.
It's the White River Chapter event. That is correct.
All perfect. Right. So we're in for this weekend and on Saturday, and we'll give away a couple pairs of these couples' tickets as the week continues as well. Franklin, let's hope we get that $15,000 total up just a little bit higher, or a lot higher, this year.
And we're going to reap for doubling it again.
That's
pretty
cool.
Those are great expectations, and we sure appreciate everything you guys are doing to help us promote the event.
All right, Franklin, great job as always. Give us that phone number one more time.
812-340-2021.
Thanks for spending some time with us here on a Monday morning. We appreciate it.
Mike, thanks for having us. Margaret, great to hear from you.
Have a nice day, Franklin.
Franklin Andrew from Clear Creek Farm. He is the chair of the White River Ducks Unlimited 2016 annual banquet. So if you'd like to get involved with wetlands conservation and part of that group, you can do so. Again, 812-340-2021. And tickets for Saturday night's event. He had me at fried chicken and roast beef. That's great. And the money goes to a great cause. Don't
awesome.
Get it wrong with that.
Awesome.
Ducks.org/Indiana/events, and you can find, just get into Bloomington, Indiana, and you can find all the information online.